Blackstone Audio presents The New Human Rights Movement, Reinventing the Economy to End Oppression by Peter Joseph. This book is read by Peter Joseph. To the unpersons, those who embody the evidence of our grand social failures. Acknowledgements. A few blocks from my production studio in downtown Los Angeles rests the historic Central Public Library. Built in 1926, it is one of the largest library systems in the world, a gateway to about 6 million volumes. It was here I set up shop to compose this book over the course of 15 months. As an institution, the very idea of a library is quite interesting. In a world dominated by property rights and general economic restriction, the library has been a rare source of sharing for many centuries. In fact, not only does the library signify an intuition that knowledge should be free, given its critical role in societal development, but it also serves as a poetic metaphor for human consciousness itself. Astronomer Carl Sagan, referencing the destruction of perhaps the grandest library in human history, the Library of Alexandria, some 1,800 years ago, wrote, "It was as if an entire civilization had undergone some self-inflicted brain surgery, and most of its memories, discoveries, ideas, and passions were extinguished irrevocably." I find great solace in such a socially connected perspective. It hints at the truth of the human condition. Understanding the social nature of human development, a dynamic interplay of what could be called our group mind, makes a healthy mockery of the egoism and proprietary neuroses all too common in modern culture. Fueled by a socioeconomic condition that financially and through accolades of success rewards individual